Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about the Discovery Channel, or our unit on the Discovery Channel, and some of the things that you might expect to see if you tune in to the Discovery Channel. And today we're going to be talking about lions.
And not just lions in a zoo, but lions out in the wild. You know, they can get pretty ferocious out there. And we're going to be talking about a very brave man who was brave or dumb enough, you might say, to actually go out there and try to tame some lions in the wild.
That might be something difficult to do. It might be a very dangerous proposition.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess if you can figure out a way to do it, then you would be a very famous person. They would make a TV show about you, and you'd probably get a signed autographs with people from all over the world. Who wouldn't want to do that? So we're talking about Into the Pride in today's program. We'll talk about exactly what a pride is in just a second, but first, let's read our lesson for today, and then we'll come back to break it down for you.
Wildlife documentaries often feature daring and adventurous hosts who are prepared to put themselves in hazardous situations to get up close and personal with their animal subjects. In Animal Planet's five-part series, Into the Pride, host Dave Salmoni takes this quality to hair-raising extremes by living among a pride of potentially deadly lions. Salmoni is a predator expert with a background in training big cats in captivity. His daunting mission is to spend 6 months alone in the African bush with the aim of getting a particularly aggressive and dangerous pride of lions to live in harmony with humans. The lion's fate may well hang on Salmoni's efforts, as unless he can reform their behavior, they could end up being exterminated. 5 weeks into his mission, Salmoni is still struggling to get close to the pride. They've proven to be even more hostile than expected. After his initial attempts to calm the lions are met with repeated charging, he decides to focus his attention on one particular individual, Brutus. Brutus is the alpha male, meaning he's the most feared and powerful member of the pride. Encountering a lone Brutus guarding a fresh kill, Salmoni spots a prime chance to make his move. He cautiously moves towards the carcass and, with incredible boldness, carves off a piece of it for himself. By demonstrating to Brutus that he's not afraid, Salmoni manages to gain the chief lion's grudging respect. It could well be a decisive step on the road to gaining proper acceptance from the pride.
Now, today we're talking about Into the Pride, and I just promised that I was going to tell you what the word pride means. Pride can be the feeling you have about yourself, that you're confident, you know what you're doing, you believe in yourself, you have pride. Proud is another related word. I'm very proud to know you, for example. Well, here, pride, though, is a noun. It's referring to a group of lions. And in English, we have some interesting words to refer to different kinds of groups of animals. For example, pride, of course, refers to lions. You can use the word herd if you're talking about cows. You can talk about a pack of dogs or a pack of wolves. And my favorite one is a pod of whales. That's a fun one.
It sure is. Well, we're going to be talking about a pride of lions or a group of lions. And we're also going to focus on a recent documentary that was shown on TV. A documentary is different from a movie because it's true, not a piece of fiction someone has made up or written out of their own imaginations. It's something that someone, the film director, of course, is following in real life and is bringing to the screen. Documentaries can be movies. You could see them at the theater, or as this one is, it's on TV because it's part of Animal Planet's five-part series that they're calling Into the Pride.
Mm-hmm, exactly. right. So, again, this is talking about hosts of the programs putting themselves in hazardous or dangerous situations because they want to get up close and personal with their animal subjects. If you get up close and personal with something, you're right there with them. You can talk to them heart to heart. You get to know about them, etc., etc. And you just mentioned the word series here. Again, this is a five-part series. A series, of course, refers to something that happens in smaller parts. It's one large whole divided into smaller parts. There are all sorts of series out there, TV series, the World Series of Baseball, etc. And this, of course, is a five-part series entitled Into the Pride. So there will be five separate programs in this series. Mm-hmm. And it's hosted by Dave Salmoni.
Yeah, Dave Salmoni is the one who's going to be telling the story and taking us through this documentary. And he's actually in the documentary himself. He's a predator expert. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, he takes this quality of putting himself into daring and adventurous situations to an extreme, a hair-raising extreme. Hair-raising is a way to describe what your body does when you're frightened. The little tiny hairs on the back of your neck and arms will suddenly raise when you're very frightened. Well, it is kind of a scary situation he's putting himself into. Extreme here is being used as a noun, and it just means a situation which is as great as it possibly can be. We talk about going to extremes, to act in a very exaggerated way. Maybe you're in a lot of debt, or you have a lot of debt. You have gone to extremes with your shopping. You're out of control. Or sometimes we'll talk about the extremes of heat and cold. Right now, of course, it's probably a little bit chilly for people who live in Taiwan. But I wouldn't say it's an extreme here. Maybe if you were to go to the North or South Pole, that would be an extreme type of cold.
Right. You would experience extreme cold at the North Pole and extreme heat in the Sahara Desert, for example. So here he's putting himself in incredibly dangerous situations. He wants to live among a pride or a group of potentially deadly lions. Potentially here is an adverb. Potential just means it has a very strong possibility of something happening or being a certain way. You could describe a person as having potential. Oh, I know this person named Ron. He has potential. He's very smart. He could be very successful. But this is a pride of potentially deadly lions. They could very well be deadly. Something is deadly if it's going to make you dead. Like poison. Oh, don't eat that plant there, or don't touch that plant because it's deadly, it's poisonous, it could kill you.
Now, Salmoni is a predator expert. A predator, of course, is usually used to describe animals who hunt or chase after other animals in order to kill them and then eat them. So he has studied a lot about different types of predators. His background or training is in big cats. Big cats refer to lions and tigers and leopards. We're not talking about your pet that you have at home. That's not a big cat. And his training is with big cats in captivity. If you're in captivity, you're either a person or an animal who's being kept against their will. Typically, people in captivity are kept in prisons. If you're an animal in captivity, you're in a cage. You're not allowed to go where you want. And sometimes you'll see animals bred in captivity. They'll have little babies while they're still being held by humans.
Mm-hmm. We often talk about someone being in a particular situation, and we use the preposition in. In captivity, that means you're captured, you can't escape. You could be in trouble, for example, if you do something you're not supposed to do. Or if you've suffered a terrible accident, you might be in pain, etc. But here, these big cats are in captivity, and his daunting mission is to spend 6 months alone in the African bush with the aim of getting a particularly aggressive and dangerous pride of lions to live in harmony with humans. Now, I've always wanted that. I see those lions out there in the wild, and I think, why can't we just be friends? Let the lions walk freely in our society. We wouldn't be afraid of them. And we, too, could walk into their domain, and they wouldn't hurt us. So that would be something really wonderful to do, to live in harmony with those lions. First of all, let's back up here and talk about the word mission here. My goodness, Stephanie, you mention this word a lot because your family has done a lot of these missions around the world. They're kind of projects that you do?
Well, the mission I've been referring to in past programs is a religious period of time where you are actually going out and spreading the gospel. But here, mission is just some sort of purpose that someone has. It could be an important job your company sends you on. Typically, missions involve travel, so you might have to go somewhere and take care of an important duty. It could just be an aim or a goal someone has. Now, if it's daunting, it's a little bit frightening. It makes you feel like you are going to have to use all of your effort and you feel less confident in attacking this. It was a daunting mission because it wasn't very easy. And listen to what his mission was. He was supposed to spend 6 months alone. That's all by himself in the African bush. So he's in the wild and he's got an aim of getting a particularly aggressive and dangerous group of lions to live in harmony with humans. An aim is simply a goal. So this is his goal. And if you're aggressive, of course, you usually behave in kind of an angry and threatening way. It's as if you're ready to fight or attack someone with just a moment's notice. So lions can turn on you very quickly and attack you. Well, that was his mission, to try to get these lions to live in harmony with people. Tom kind of talked about what it means to live in harmony with. It just means you get along well with somebody. There's no fighting. The lions wouldn't try to attack you and try to, you know, tear your limbs off from your body. They'd actually enjoy living with you.
Mm-hmm. Harmony is actually a musical term. It just refers to two or more notes that are sounding at the same time, and they match well together. They don't sound really grating to your ears. So again, to live in harmony with somebody means you're totally at peace. There are no problems. Okay, everybody, we'll continue talking about this article in just a couple of seconds. Here's our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Kevin. 今天我们的内容可以说是非常的惊险刺激。我们要带各位到非洲去看看，有节目主持人要去那边冒险了，试图要跟狮子生活在一起。首先我们在标题里头，我们看到了 pride 这个字，在这里所指的呢，就是狮群的意思。我们知道在英文当中，不同的动物它所要表达群的意思所用的字呢都不一样。好比我们说体型比较大的牛群、马群、象群，我们用的是 herd， 体型稍微小一点点，像一群狗、一群狼，我们用的是 pack。一群鸟或者是一群羊用的是 flock， 而一群鱼用的是 school 这个字，也就是学校那个字，可以用来表示一群鱼的群。因为我们讲到一群昆虫，像是一群蜜蜂、一群蚂蚁，用的是 swarm 这个字。当然我们也知道 pride 这个字当名词有骄傲的意思，而它的形容词就是 proud。 我们常常用的以什么为荣，就可以用 be proud of， 或者是把它代换成为名词的用法 take pride in 就行了。好比说我们简单造个句子，我以你的成就为荣，这时候我们就可以把它翻译成为 I'm proud of your achievement， 也可以把它代换成为 I take pride in your achievement。 第一段的大意是说呢，野生动物的纪录片通常都是大胆爱冒险的主持人直接接近那些动物，而在动物星球的节目当中，主持人 Dave Simoni就是要 take this quality to hair-raising extremes， 要将这样的特点带到最令人毛骨悚然的境界。By living among a pride of potentially deadly lions， 接着跟一群有潜在致命危险的狮子生活在一起。在这个部分我们看到了 feature 这个字，当名词表示的是特征的意思，而如果当动词的话呢，就变成是由什么人来主演，或者是以什么为特征这样的用法。而且要特别注意的是，它是用主动的结构。好比我们来造一个句子，这部电影是由一位意大利女星来主演的，就可以把它翻译成为 The movie features an Italian actress。 或者另外一个句子，我们说这个节目是以东西方的差异为特征，我们就可以把这句话翻译成为 This program features the differences between East and West。 接下来的第二段所提到的大意是说， Simoni 他是肉食动物专家， 有训练大型猫科动物的经验，而他的惊人任务就是要花六个月的时间独自生活在非洲丛林，目的就是要让一群特别具攻击性而且危险的狮子能够跟人和平共处。在这段里头，我们看到了一个片语，就是 with the aim of， 表示为了什么的目的。而这样的片语我们可以把它代换成为 for the purpose of， 或者是 with a view to， 或者是 with an eye to。 最后两个所提到的 with a view to 还有 with an eye to， 同学要特别注意到最后那个 to， 它是介系词的用法，后面要接名词或者是 VNG 动名词。
It's time now to take a short break, but stay tuned, we'll be right back. Now, today we've been talking about the life and times of Dave Salmoni. He's in Africa, and he's the host of this TV program broadcast on the Discovery Channel called Into the Pride. It's a 5-part series. And what he wants to do is he wants to live in harmony with those lions. He wants to get up close and personal with those lions so that in the future, relations between lions and humans will improve and they'll stop killing each other and having wars and stuff like that. Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson now. We left off here where he was talking about wanting to live in harmony with those lions, and the lion's fate may well hang on Salmoni's efforts, as unless he can reform their behavior, they could end up being exterminated. Now, if you talk about the fate of someone or something, that means what's going to happen to them, what's definitely going to happen to them. It's referring to their end, and their fate will hang on his efforts. Depending on what he does, the lions may live or they may die. It depends on what he does.
He's got to do one thing, that's for sure. He needs to reform the lion's behavior. When you reform something or someone's behavior, it means you change it so they become better. We often use the word reform to talk about criminals, people who have committed crimes, who are in prison. We hope that we can reform them so that when they're released, they behave better. They don't continue to break laws. Well, if he can't reform the lion's behavior so that they get along with humans, these lions could end up being exterminated. This would be the result of the lions. If you exterminate something, you kill it. For example, if you have a lot of bugs in your home, you might call up an exterminator, someone whose job is to spray poison around your house or your building, and it kills all those bugs. Well, we don't want the lions to be exterminated, but I'm not sure you can reform lions' behavior.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So again, these lions might be exterminated or totally wiped off the face of the earth. Well, 5 weeks into his mission, Salmoni is still struggling to get close to the pride. To struggle to do something means you're having a hard time doing it, and you don't want to do it anymore. Well, you do want to do it some more, but you're finding difficulty doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've proven, these lions, to be even more hostile than expected. If you're hostile, you're angry, you're deliberately unfriendly towards people, you're always ready to argue with folks. We can also use hostile to describe conditions somewhere, like a hostile environment. Some place that's really hard to live in, a hostile climate or environment, terrain can be hostile, something that makes it difficult to even deal with. Well, these lions have proven to be even more hostile than he expected. Well, he does make some initial or first attempts to try to calm those lions down, but they respond with repeating charging. When an animal charges at you, he runs towards you with great speed. He wants to attack you. So that makes Salmoni change his focus. And what he does is he takes a look at one particular lion called Brutus. And why does he look at Brutus, Tom?
Well, Brutus is the alpha male, which means he's the strongest male of the pride. Again, that means he's the most feared and powerful member of the pride. You don't want to mess with him. If you do mess with him, you're going to be in big trouble. So he figures he's going to go to the top dog here, the top lion in the pride, and he's just going to skip over all those other lions and go straight for the top. Why not? You can save effort that way. And again, he wants to kind of befriend him or get on his good side. Well, first of all, he encounters a lone Brutus guarding a fresh kill. Now, if you encounter something, that means you find it. So he's looking around in the bush there in Africa, and he finds Brutus guarding a fresh kill. A fresh kill is an animal that the lion just killed, and he's guarding it. He wants it all to himself. He doesn't want anybody else to partake in the wonderful meal that he is about to enjoy.
Oh, no, and lions can be very, very aggressive if you come towards them after they've just killed something. They're guarding that kill. They want it all. Well, he spots a prime chance to make his move. So Salmoni thinks, this might be a good time to approach Brutus. Well, if it's prime, it just means it's a really great time. It's the best time. Or you could use prime to talk about the most important reason for something. For example, a lot of doctors say smoking is the prime cause of lung disease. Oftentimes we'll see the word prime being described or being used to describe some type of beef, like a prime rib. It just means the best quality or kind. Well, he thinks this is a really good chance to make his move. So he cautiously moves towards the carcass. Carcass here is the body of a dead animal. So once that lion makes his fresh kill, there's a carcass on the ground. And Salmoni just walks towards that carcass, and he uses a lot of boldness, so he's really confident, and he takes a knife and he carves a piece of the meat of that carcass off for himself.
That's right. So this took incredible boldness or bravery, so he just walked over there, we could say he just waltzed over there and carved off a piece of meat for himself. Ooh, what gall! And by demonstrating to Brutus that he's not afraid, Salmoni manages to gain the chief lion's grudging respect. To demonstrate means to show something. You might see a product demonstrated if you go to a department store or something like that. And here he just shows Brutus that he's not afraid. I don't care if you're the top lion in this pride. I'm going to walk over there and get some meat anyway. And therefore, the lion gives him his grudging respect. I suppose grudging here just means it's reluctant. He doesn't really want to respect him, but he has no choice because he's so brave.
He is really brave, and that impresses that chief lion, Brutus. Now, this could well be a decisive step on the road to gaining proper acceptance from that group of lions. It could be. It could well be. It could change things. If something's decisive, you're talking about a decisive step or action, it just means that particular thing has a big effect on the way something's going to develop in the future. We often use decisive to talk about a decisive factor. Maybe you're performing an experiment or someone has a decisive influence on your life. Maybe you have a teacher that has had a really important influence on what you've decided to choose to do in your life. Well, this is a big step or a decisive step on his road to achieving his aim or goal. And remember what his daunting mission was? He was going to try to get these lions to live in harmony with humans. So it looks like he's made a big step, at least. We don't know if it's going to turn out well in the end, but I don't know. It sounds like he knows what he's doing, this Salmoni.
It was very decisive, and a related word to decisive would be indecisive. That's the adjective form, or the opposite, I should say. If you're indecisive, it means you can't really decide what to do. But if you're decisive, you can decide, and then you do it. You're very confident. So he took that decisive step, and he's going to start gaining that respect and acceptance from the pride. We'll talk about this in our next program, so please join us then. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接下来我们看到后半部的最后一句说到了 The lion's fate may well hang on Salmoni's efforts. 狮子的命运很可能要以 Salmoni 他的努力来做决定。紧接在后头的 as 其实是要直接接到这句话的最后部分。 as they could end up being exterminated, 因为他们可能最后都要被消灭掉。Unless he can reform their behavior, 除非 Silmoni 能够重新塑造他们的行为。在这个部分里头，我们看到了 hang on 这个用法，其实它的意思就相当于 depend on, 也就是依什么而定，取决于的意思。另外在这个部分我们也看到了 end up 这个片语，这个片语后面呢，我们通常是要接 ving, 或者是介系词片语，或者是接 as 之后呢，后面接上了身份或者是名称的用法。好比我们来造一些句子，我们说他最后被警方逮捕了， He ended up getting arrested by the police。 另外我们造个句子说他最后呢被关到监狱里头，我们就可以把它翻译成为 He ended up in jail。或者说呢，我们再练习一个，他最后变成了一个囚犯，这时我们就可以把它改写成为 He ended up as a prisoner。 在最后一段说到了这项任务进入到第五周的时候， Silmoni 仍然在努力要接近狮群，而这些狮子比预期的还要更有敌意。后来他决定把注意力放在其中一只狮子 Brutus， 他可以说就是这群狮子当中最受敬畏最有权力的狮子王 Alpha Male。在一场跟 Brutus 的遭遇当中呢， Silmoni 掌握了一个绝佳的时机来采取行动。在这只狮子王在守护他杀死的动物的时候呢， Silmoni 他以惊人的勇气小心翼翼地接近那具尸体，并且切下来一块肉，接着向 Brutus 展现他的勇气， Silmoni 得到这只狮子王的尊敬。这也可以称为是要让这群狮子接受他很具有决定性的一步。在最后一段呢，我们来看看有几个重点。首先我们在第三行看到了 be met with， 其实就相当于 be faced with， 表示遭受到的意思，这是一种被动的用法。另外我们来看到了一个动词 demonstrate， 这个字呢当动词的话呢，它又表示证明展现或者是示范示威的意思。而在这一段当中呢，它是表示展现，我们说向某人展现某一件事情或某个东西，我们就可以用 demonstrate something to somebody。而如果说这个 something 的部分，也就是 demonstrate 它的一个直接受词，如果太长，我们可以把它直接移到最后头，也就形成了 demonstrate to somebody something 这样的结构。另外在这段里头，我们也看到了一个形容词 decisive， 表示决定性的或者是果断的。当我们讲果断的叫 decisive， 那相对的优柔寡断的，我们只要在它的前面加上一个表示否定的 in就可以了，也就是 indecisive 这个字，表示优柔寡断的意思。
Well, that's just day one of our unit on discovery into the pride, talking about training these lions to get along with humans a little better. We hope you'll join us again for our next program on this to find out what happens with Dave Silmoni and his mission with those lions. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. See you next time.